This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Around one in four Australian children is affected by bullying at school. As a parent, it can be hard to know what to do if your child is a victim of bullying or if they're the bully themselves. Audrey Bouget asks experts what parents can do to support their children and end bullying. Bullying happens when someone causes harm intentionally and repeatedly to a person who has less power than them. Jesse Mitchell, who is a senior advisor on bullying at the Alana and Madeline Foundation, says bullying can take several forms.
Bullying can take forms that are physical, like pushing or kicking. Bullying can be verbal, such as threatening someone or teasing them in a nasty way. And bullying can be covert or social, so that includes spreading nasty rumours about someone or humiliating someone in a social situation. And of course, we know that bullying can also be a problem online.
She says bullying can happen anywhere, but that it's very common for it to happen at school.
School is a common place where bullying can happen. One recent bullying study in Australia found that about 80% of students thought that the playground was the most common place to be bullied. But bullying can also happen in lots of other places too, so maybe on a school bus or in a public place or in cyberspace, of course.
Kids Helpline counsellor Belinda Beaumont says that it's important to understand that cyberbullying can be especially invasive.
For a lot of parents when they were growing up, they might have experienced bullying at school or at social functions, that sort of thing. But when they got home, home would actually be their safe place where they wouldn't have to deal with that anymore. Yet for young people, because they're always connected, the bullying, it can feel like it never stops. So when they're at home, they might be receiving messages, seeing things online.
Andre Carvalho is the CEO of Bully Zero. He says that no matter how severe the situation, your children might not share with you what's happening.
One of the challenges is that children sometimes don't want to tell parents that they are being bullied, because whether the parent may take their device away, if it's cyberbullying, the parent may go down to the school. So the really key thing, first of all, is to listen to what exactly is going on.
He recommends looking out for changes in your child's behaviour.
Changes in sleeping and eating patterns. Frequent tears or anger. I think one important one is the not wanting to go to school and feeling ill in the morning. That's a real red flag to look out for. Unexplained bruises, cuts and scratches, again, is a physical sign of your child potentially being bullied.
If your child says they're being bullied, it's important to stay calm and let them know they've done the right thing by telling you. Ask them for the full story and explain that bullying is never okay and that it's normal to feel upset. Jesse Mitchell recommends to encourage them to not get angry or aggressive in response to bullying, because it often makes things worse.
There's no magic way to stop bullying, but some children find it helpful to use avoidance or humour or to act bored or unimpressed, or just let the person who's bullying them know in a clear way that you think their behaviour is stupid. And having friends who support you is also really helpful.
She says that you should connect with your child's school to discuss the situation. Make an appointment and start with the staff member who knows your child best, like their main teacher. Write down a list of the incidents mentioned by your child and take it with you to the meeting.
We know from a recent survey of teachers, 80% of teachers who'd found out about a bullying incident didn't know about it until someone reported it. So don't assume that the school knows what's going on.
Every school in Australia has an anti-bullying policy, so prepare yourself by reading the document before your meeting. The school and teachers will most likely want the bullying to stop, so remember that you're on the same team. If the bullying happens online, you can also report it to the website where it happens, like Instagram or Facebook. If the content is not taken down, eSafety Commissioner Julie Inman-Grant explains that you can report it at esafety.gov.au.
If they report it to a social media site and that serious cyberbullying is not taken down, they can come to us and we will act as a safety net and advocate on behalf of that young person to compel the social media site to take that harmful content down. Now, we've helped about 1,200 young Australians through that process, and we have 100% compliance rate with the social media sites.
Your child could also be on the other side of this and be the bully. Once again, it's important to stay calm and take the situation seriously. Andre Carvalho says you need to make it clear that bullying is unacceptable and that it must stop.
You need to let your child know that this is serious and that you're going to help make sure by providing help to your child that it doesn't continue. However, it's important that you don't lecture. A simple statement will really get your point across better, i.e., I need you to know that bullying is unacceptable and it must stop. I think that's a really helpful way of putting that across.
Try to understand if there's a reason why your child is behaving this way.
Talking it over can be really helpful to find out if your child is upset, jealous, unhappy, or perhaps is being bullied themselves. So it's really trying to find out the roots of the issue.
Make sure that the school is aware of what's going on and work alongside them. Whether your child has been bullied or has bullied, it might be good for them to talk to a counsellor or the kids' helpline. As a parent, you can also find more information on bullying via the Kids Helpline and Parentline, which can provide interpreters. New SBS TV series The Hunting tackles themes of bullying and online safety. The four-part drama series airs on SBS on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. The feature on what parents can do about bullying was prepared by Audrey Bourget. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.